This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. We speak to you about your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon-to-be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. As always, if you like this or any other of the content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both our podcast and our YouTube channel. So this is going to be a solo episode. But we're going to continue speaking about entrepreneurship for Olim. And what I want to do is sort of do a summary of what we've learned so far, sort of the common denominator by all the different interviews, right? From vegan ice cream to cold brew coffee, right? To artists, to whatever you like, right? To accountants. What is it sort of that we've heard so far that they all seem to have share in common? I think the first thing is that you shouldn't be afraid to reach out and speak to people. Right? What we've heard is that especially Israelis are really, really welcoming and open to sitting down for a cup of coffee and giving you lots of information on what your prospective business is going to be. They'll give you some of their Rolodex also, right? They'll help you out. They'll make introductions for you. We all know that maybe it's because they always think that they're right, right? But they're just kidding. But they're really willing to help. We've heard that time and time again. I can actually tell you that my own business, right? My own particular entrepreneurship story, which we're not going to go into, but I also found that, right? That you could have coffee with somebody and they would just be willing to talk and give you ideas and make phone calls and help you out and make connections. So that's number one, I think. Don't be shy, okay? If we had that sort of headline it. Don't be shy, right? Speak to people, run your ideas by people. They'll be happy to listen. And like I said, they'll be happy to give you their 2 cents. Number two is more on the technical side. Speak to professionals, right? Don't try and do all the quote unquote professional things by yourself, right? I know that we all want to bootstrap our businesses. I also did. I still do this day. I've been in business for a long time. And to get me to spend money on coffee is a big thing, right? But you need to have the professional support staff, right? Which means you might need a lawyer in order to incorporate or set up your company. You're going to need an accountant. You're probably going to need a bookkeeper, although if you're small enough, you can probably do the bookkeeping yourself. But having an accountant and a lawyer, especially an accountant, is really, really important to make sure that you're filing your taxes correctly. Any other issues that you have, whether it's with paying value-added tax, Bituach Lo'umi, income tax, that everything's done timely, that you're paying the right amounts. If you've got to pay in advance, you know, sort of like your quarterly estimates, you do that correctly. It's really important. And if you try and do it yourself, you might screw up, especially for Olim, who are really not, right, recent immigrants who are not at all familiar with the system here. I think it really, really makes sense to take an accountant and, again, also to take a lawyer in many cases, to set things up correctly. Depends what your business is going to be. The more complicated the business is going to be, certainly you're going to have legal representation as well. The third thing, this is something that we've heard from a few people. It's advice that I like to give to people. If you're currently working and you get the bug, right? You get the jitters, you want to start your own company. If it's possible for you to start the company, get it up and running on your own hours. It might mean killing yourself, not literally, right? But really, you know, you get home from work at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, you know, you might put the kids to sleep or whatever, and then you work on your business or even start your business. I highly recommend that. Okay, so why? Because so that you'll have income coming in from your regular job. It's not so simple, especially for Olim, especially if you've got a family, to go cold turkey. Now, if you've got a lot of savings, that's one thing. You can suck it up for a month, two or three. But if you're not, I really recommend trying to create the business on the side at the beginning. Keep your job, keep getting that steady paycheck. There's enough stress for starting your own business. There's a lot of great things that come out of it as well. But at the beginning, there's certainly a lot of stress. And having a steady paycheck coming in, I think is a big, big help to help at least relieve that part of the stressful part of the equation. That's not to say that that solves all your problems. You might not be able to do it, right? You might be have to go all in and start off in the morning and really work around the clock to get your business going. But I have met with people who've told me that they've got businesses that they can start and do it in off hours and it'll start running itself a little bit. I think my advice would be keep your job when you do that so that it's just easier transition. But all said and done, go for it, okay? I'm all for it. Go for it. There's nothing like being owning your own business. You have a certain freedom that you never get if you're punching the clock for somebody else. Certain amount of creativity, right? You don't answer to anybody. There's a certain amount of flexibility that you have that you don't have if you're working 9 to 5. Those are all huge advantages. Obviously, there's some disadvantages. You don't get that steady income coming in every month. You know, it's stressful. You have to put in the hours. Well, you might be flexible and life might be good if your business succeeds down the road. At the beginning, it's all you're going to do, right? It's going to be like all encompassing, literally all encompassing. But still, I would tell you in most cases, in many cases, it's definitely worth it. So those are a couple of tips that we've heard so far from this sort of series that we're doing on entrepreneurship for Olim. And we're going to continue. Just so you know, we've got a whole bunch more interviews in various sectors and fields lined up. So we're gonna keep going so that you can learn more about what it takes to start your own business in Israel and make it successful. More power to you if you do it, that's great. We need more people in the entrepreneurial community. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been watching the Aaron Katzman Show, where we speak about your life, your money, and your investments. Again, be sure if you like this or any other of the content, hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, and many of you have not, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we're going to speak to you soon.